the news breaking earlier, Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, Dunzo, after about 2 months. Here on The Ralphie Show, the woman that broke the story, Allie Wiseman, entertainment editor over at businessinsider.com. Allie, congratulations on the scoop. How'd this all go down?
Thank you. So basically, after Taylor and Harry had spent a wonderful New Year's Eve in New York City celebrating 2013, ringing it in Times Square, they jetted down to the British Virgin Islands, to Virgin Gorda, for a little holiday getaway. And for the first few days, everything went amazing. They went on a boat ride and they were taking pictures with fans and relaxing on the beach and having a really good time. But then something happened where the two got into a pretty bad argument, and Taylor took a boat to catch a flight back to the United States, and then Harry ended up going to Necker Island, which is Richard Branson's private island that accommodates only about 30 people at a time. So he was partying in the hot tub with Richard Branson and having a grand old time, as Taylor Swift was not so happy. She ended up tweeting, "Till You Put Me Down," which is a lyric from her "I Knew You Were Trouble" song. And that's really all we've heard from her so far.
Noteworthy, to say the least, because a lot of people had speculated that "I Knew You Were Trouble" was about Harry Styles. So the fact that she would tweet that out after this alleged argument and then breakup would certainly make a lot of sense. Allie Wiseman, entertainment editor for businessinsider.com, broke this story about the two breaking up, and she joins me now here on The Ralphie Show. Do you think there's any chance these two get back together, or are they completely donezo?
You know, my gut says that they're done. They're both young. They're both really busy and have tours and appearances that they need to be at. And, you know, he's based in the UK and she's based in the States. That's really difficult. But, you know, you can't rule them out. Look at Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber. They keep breaking up and getting back together. And they're good friends of Taylor and Harry. So you never know.
Yeah, the four of them just went on a double date, too, from what we had read. So interesting.
Exactly.
Now, at least these two are done to begin 2013. And are there any other prospects with these two? Like, is there anybody else that they've had their eye on and maybe they might be jumping towards? I mean, it seems like there's always somebody in Taylor's life, but...
Yeah, Harry seems to be a bit of a playboy, so I don't think he's going to settle down with anyone new anytime soon. But I have a feeling that Taylor Swift maybe is going to start missing Connor Kennedy, who is a stable high school student, and, you know, maybe you'll see those two rekindle a lost love interest.
It just sounds funny. A stable high school student. That's who Taylor Swift is trying to rock the cradle with these days. Oh, boy. But, you know, nonetheless, Allie, I mean, certainly we shouldn't have to wait too long for there to be a song about this, right?
Exactly. I'm sure that's the next step here.
Yeah, we'll be playing it in no time, I'm sure, as well. Well, again, you can read the full story, the exclusive, over at businessinsider.com. Entertainment editor Allie Wiseman breaking the scoop and joining me here on The Ralphie Show. Allie, congrats again, and thank you for the time.
Thanks, Ralphie.